Hello, hello everyone, and welcome to this week's call in Buddhas and Butterflies. I'm gonna invite you to settle on in to get comfy cozy. And as you settle in, I invite you on purpose to make a little noise and take like a really big stretch. So something along the lines of just like almost like you can just greet the energy that's been stored in your system from your morning, potentially still left over from your evening. And as you let yourself really land here, making any other further adjustments, getting yourself as comfy as you can as you settle in. And then we're going to be underway with our session, focusing on transforming sadness and overexcitement into their natural, healthy roles of harmony in this fifth kosha. Okay, loves. I'm going to invite you to begin here by means of breathing. Every inhale, an opportunity to call in. To receive. To drink in life. Every exhale, an opportunity to release. To let go. To make space. In every breath, an opportunity to sink a little deeper into that cushion below you. And if any part of that is pleasant, it's even neutral, taking time to savor it, to drink it in. And to really appreciate it in a mindful way. Okay, loves. Then I'm gonna invite you to on purpose. Take time to scan your environment outwardly or inwardly, wherever level your gaze and comfort most comfortable. And as you take a time, take a time to scan your environment, I'm gonna invite you to be really curious, almost like you're looking at it through beginner's eyes, through fresh lenses, like you've never seen these spaces, these items before. Almost like a little one curiously exploring their world for the first time. And as you curiously explore, looking in all directions and just checking it out. Like, hey, I wonder what's over here. I wonder what's over there. And throughout this tour, as you go for a bit of a wander throughout your space, I'm going to invite your gaze to land on anything in particular that's pleasant to neutral. Letting the gaze land on anything that's pleasant to neutral. And noticing what it is you like the most about that particular thing that the gaze has landed upon. Breathing it in, drinking it in, and just appreciating all the qualities of this particular piece. The color, the shape, the size, potentially how it has the light, the shadow ripple around it, or maybe the object holds a way to highlight the negative space around it. And just taking this next 30, 60 seconds to deeply appreciate it. And amongst that, noticing how the body responds. Noticing how the body responds. And if any part of how the body's responding is pleasant and neutral, taking time to savor that too. And as you do that, I'm going to offer these words. Thank you, Spirit, for the opportunity to gather here today. And thank you to all of our friends being able to be here. We ask that today's journey, today's medicine, today's session meet each and every person's intentions in ways that ripple forward, serving not just themselves, but their families, their ancestors, their lineage. And we ask that this work live on in good ways for this world and all that each and every person here comes into contact with. The deepest of thank you to those that have caretaken and stewarded these very lands that we walk upon, that we rest upon. Thank you. Blessings on your session today. Om. Shanti, 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 peace, peace, peace. It's interesting to start off with. There's a phrase, and the phrase here is, you belong here. You belong here. It's linking into the entire left side of the body. The difference is that as it greets more of the back body, it's like that can be taken in for the first time in a way that's, again, almost like a beginner's mindset or greeted as if it's being taken in with ears that I've never even heard of that concept before and get to be really curious and go like, oh, wow, that's neat. I get to belong here. Cool. And for the front body, as it receives it, it's actually beginning to digest, devour, process, metabolize your history of all the times, all the memories, all the situations where you felt like you didn't belong. Times in which you felt like maybe a bit of an outsider or an outcast or a sense of like, am I the mailman's child? Like, how did I get here? Whose kid am I really? Or a sense of just simple, like, not really ever fitting in. Always being different or contrarian. And to support that, in particular for the front body, we're gonna run a Sidri and all those various different experiences, beliefs that have arisen from it, beliefs that cultivated even more of those experiences in a way that just continue to perpetuate this cycle. And it's not just you, we're gonna apply this to 7 generations back on. Because it's on the left side, mom's side, the maternal side, which is our feminine side. It's looking at 7 generations worth of women who didn't feel like they actually belonged here. As we work with this, starting with that Sidri, C, circulation of all the healing resources, blood that carries our passion, nerve our communication, lymph that drains those toxins, gunk, waste, low self-esteem, overthinking, overanalyzing, along with sheer vitality, consciousness or awareness, right down to all the little guys, electrons, protons, solitons, neutrons, working with the sounds, the colors, the frequencies of all the chakras, major and minor, endorphins, hormones, endocannabinoids that lower inflammation, anxiety, depression, that help us to heal on all levels, in particular the nervous system and the immune system. Then also working with the balance of yin, the feminine essence of nourishment, and yang, the masculine essence of protection, and running hydration here, helping the cells take in water, joy, release any impurities that no longer serve. Then D for defrag. Much like a computer defrag or a spring clean, taking out the clutter that no longer belongs and what remains can be readily reorganized, utilized for healing. And in this way, we actually get to retain more of what actually does belong and what's meant to actually be here to serve you. Then all the R's, reevaluation, recontextualization, reprioritization, getting out of rock and hard place type of thinking, opening up to possibilities where it may have seemed like there was none before. Then integration, introspection, shift the underlying consciousness. We might think of this as the release, the surrender, the letting go. Okay, as it's underway, we're also going to run lymphatic drainage for not the front body or the back body, but actually for like the middle body. If we can imagine the middle body as being the center that's containing a chunk of our organs, a large chunk of our organs. Also working with everything from the spinal column, no, not quite column, but the vertebrae that surrounds it. And the list is long here. I won't get into embryology right now. That might not be your cup of tea. But as we work with these, the middle body and the structures that came from it, we consider it just to be the vast majority of the organs that have come, minus maybe like the digestion organs, which are more front body, and the nervous system, which is more back body overall. And as we run lymphatic drainage through here, it's actually working with. So I should back up a little bit. In embryology, first we were two layers, front and back body. Then we became three layers, the front, middle, back. And it's almost like the middle body was just like a whoa, things are separating. I better get in there and like, fill in this gap, fill in that space. And then it almost was driven by a sense of, I have a couple words here, both fear, anxiety specifically, as well as panic, also another form of fear. As well as overwhelm. And it's got inherent within it a form of shock energy. And it's around this theme of fear of expansion, fear of taking up space, fear of being really leaning into like a three-dimensional configuration. So that fear of being fully 3D informed and in here. And related to that, a fear of not being able to be hidden or be invisible or fly underneath the radar and be undetected. And it's actually related to a past life energy. This one's kind of violent. Keeping in mind that we don't think of past lives how most do. We don't think that you yourself will live before or that you go on to live again. Rather, that when somebody passes on, all the unresolved energies enter like a giant pool. When a new being comes into formation, they scoop up a bucket of pool water and they sort that out in their lifetime. And this particular past life was actually being in front of a firing squad. Well, walking through the firing squad more so. As there was a sense of, well, not quite walking either, really. More just like panicking and moving around from a place of tremendous agitation and anxiety. And almost like a sense that they could like escape the potential if they just did something well enough, if they were just a better person, if they were just something else. So it stemmed from a place of tremendous lack. And that was basically their last thought for their mind was, I'm dying, my life is at risk because I am not enough. And that's connecting into your base chakra. We're unhooking this idea of not being enough, which includes that in turn not being able to measure up, not being able to fit in, and not necessarily belonging. So we can see how this feeds one into the other. At the same time as we address all of that, we're again going into the maternal, your mother's family lines. This time we're going back six generations. It's on an emotional frequency of sadness. And it's almost like there's a certain part of understanding that feels aware of that. I mean, it's called almost like a loop of all the stuff that I worked with up till now. And that loop, that self-perpetuating loop, got reinforced through a sense of insecurity or low self-esteem, which is what that lymphatic drainage was meant to support, cleaning out stuff through that middle body. And here we're bringing in the planetary energy of Mercury for healthy mental level of connection. Venus for more of the healthy heart level of connection and harmony. And we're actually connecting Mercury through to Venus, collecting all the information that was in the head and the head brain, and offering it through to the heart and the heart brain, which is arguably the most powerful brain and components of our system. Its energy field is 60 to 100 times stronger than any other energy field. In parallel, or at the same time as all of that, I hear this almost like a 3-year-old locking their knees and being like, "You can't make me." In particular, you can't make me change. And this is in place in part because of a sense of, it's related to like a sense of, I don't feel as safe as I am, and I definitely know that changing won't make me feel safe at all. So how dare you take what I already don't feel safe amongst and make me feel even safer? And there's almost like an outrage that goes with that. And a sense of like, are you flipping crazy? Usually I use another F word. I'm really proud of myself right now. There's that sense of just like really strong, aggressive, almost violent energy amongst that will. And it's actually depleting the kidneys, the adrenals, and it's having a wear and tear throughout all the components that get regulated by that, including notably the nervous system and the knees. And there's these two competing belief systems. I will not be forced, along with I actually desire to be controlled. Like it would just be easier if someone else could take the reins and figure that all out, which is both notably coming from early stages of development in utero, or pardon me, in early life. Wanting to be controlled was really in the early stages, wanting guidance, wanting support, wanting to be cared for. And in later stages in adult life, it got overlaid with the judgments around not having had those needs met, and the sense of changing those words to, I just want to be controlled. And the competing sides of that. Don't you dare force me, in essence. Similarly enough, coming from that same age range and wanting to be hyper independent, not wanting to cause wear and tear on the caregivers, not wanting to be taxing or to be considered a burden in any way, shape, or form. That's overlaid as well by similar opposing forces, people pleasing and defiance, going like, nope, that's a no, without even knowing why, but just having that strong opinion is a way of managing energy around the situation. Which is the same as people pleasing, it's just the energy of trying to manage a situation to have things unfold in a certain way that feels tolerable enough. Both of those and all of that really is defined by the consciousness of, I'm going to say, misery, to the point where it might even register as depression. And it might even lead into, in its extreme forms, times where you get burnt out, melt down, shut down. Okay, we're going to tap this part out here. Invitation to breathe and to receive however feels right for you. And as I'm tapping it out, I just see the base chakra, with like this neon glowing. But it's kind of like a dull glow of a dollar sign. It looks a little cartoony, almost like something you would see in Vegas in like the 80s. Like it really just cheesy. I don't think I even was in Vegas in the 80s, but you get the idea. There's this kind of like gimmicky looking thing. And as I'm tapping out, it begins to sort of shed its almost like immature appearance, and it becomes just a little bit more, not quite grown up, but a little bit more elegance, refines. And it's not like you have to work so hard to get past, like, the, I'm gonna say, almost like a phony glare behind it all. It's more like an invitation. And this actually linking into the next permission statement, which is, what if it's all an invitation? I know that may not have always felt that way when you were in a younger life. What if at this juncture it's actually all invitation? Including times of conflict being an invitation to see what's underlying that. And with that, I actually see what, not just the defiance part, but more so the overall will that keeps all of those dynamics in play, whether it's defiance, people pleasing, anything else, begin to actually calm down. Like, oh, what if I don't have to listen through or see or sense the world through the automatic assumption that I'm being blamed and I need to defend myself. So it's taking out that level of, I'm going to say, suspiciousness of how is it you are perceiving me as a threat or as a danger or suspiciously? How is it you are convinced that I might cause you harm? And it's almost like the senses got programmed with that to some degree, some of you more minor, some of you more severe. In early days, and now the system is actually ready to be amongst it in a very new way. Because it's willing to consider anything that's coming its way as an invitation, not so much as a demand or a command or a, you know, drop and give me 20 type of energy. More of a sense of like, hey, we could do this if you want. And just giving all the information around that to make a proper choice. It's really the consciousness of having informed consent. With that, we're running a cellular repair, and it's actually on the liver. It's on the part of the liver that crosses over the midline. It's the part of the liver that's more on the left-hand side. The liver overall lives in your right body and takes the majority of your upper right abdomen. But it has the components of it that crosses the left side. So working with that as well as the midline stuff, as well as the stuff that's just to the right of the midline. And it's carrying the belief system of you've gone too far, you've stretched yourself too thin. And it's also carrying the consciousness, being defined by the consciousness of a breaking point. We're going to tap that all out here. It's an invitation to breathe and to receive however feels right for you. And as I tap this out, I actually see it the right outer edges of the legs, where the gallbladder meridian runs. Just releasing old instinctual patterns to defend oneself. Exaggerating that breath. You may even make a little sound in the exhale. Ah, voo. Heading back to that imagery that I was sensing on the right outer legs, the gall, pardon me, both outer legs. Working with the energy now as it relates to essentially feeling like you have to recover or have had to in the past recover from. I'm gonna use like the most overused word I feel of like of the decade to agree, but of narcissistic abuse or gaslighting, times in which you were purposefully led to believe something that was 180 degrees from what actually happened, in ways that make you doubt yourself, question yourself, lose touch with yourself. And as the release is, it actually is restoring instincts that get to be reclaimed, that you get to be in touch with. I'm gonna link in particular, the sense of touch, but really all five, six senses. Through here to support that reclamation and that restoration. And we're going to tap that out here. Invitation to again breathe and to receive. And giving that another round of breath, we're gonna head right back to again those outer legs where that gallbladder meridian runs. This time, working with its consciousness of stability, the capacity to step forward, to make new choices, and to step forward into the new out of old history. Or this the conscious choice to step back into old history to use that information in a wise way. And I just see this golden glow, and it's carrying almost like a yellow tone that would match the solar plexus chakra, and giving rise to similar enough properties of empowerment. Sense of being able to robustly face whatever was coming because you knew you could digest whatever was going to arise. And I just hear the words over and over again throughout this whole last piece. Almost like a permission statement. And the words are simply, take up space, my love. Take up space. And it's interesting that the outer legs are the almost like the outer edges, just like our outside bodies, almost like the outer edges where we get to contain ourselves. I invite you to greet your outer edges of your body if it helps You may even take your hands to opposite sides of your knees in a crisscross pattern. I'll see if I can get that on camera here. Like so. And you might even just like push into your legs. I'm going to invite you to do that really, really slowly. So that's the direction of the movement. I'm going to invite you to slow that down and just begin almost like 10%, 20, 30, going slow, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80, 90. And then you're going to hit max tension here for 100%. And I'm going to invite you to almost like you can pulse now between like backing off a little bit between 70% or so, roughly. Don't overthink that. To 100%. And anytime you back off to about 70%, just get a snapshot of how that feels in your system. Pausing here to even take note of what are your feeling states? What are your thought patterns? What is your mood like here? And then going to 100%. Same thing, pausing here and getting that snapshot. Feeling states, what are your thoughts? What's the emotional profile that hangs out here? What's the landscape of 100%? And then when you've got a sense of both of those, I'm going to invite you to go really, really slowly between that 70%, giving that a couple of breaths, and making your way to 100%, giving that a couple of breaths. I'm inviting you to stay with that. I'm going to keep talking, taking a couple of breaths in each position, moving as slowly as you can between the two of them. For some of us, coming down to 70% just simply mimics the normal tone that's meant to be here. So you may have been in collapse here for a long time. When we go to 100%, it's beginning to maximize your familiarity of finding safety within expansion. And as you continue to allow yourself to oscillate, to pulse in this way, staying with the breath and moving again slowly, mindfully, to take note of all that's here. If you rush it, you might actually miss a really important component. So the name of the game here is to go slow. If you're like, I don't notice anything, I don't feel anything, then go even slower. And when you push out, I'm going to suggest that you might even feel the outer edges of your feet, your ankle, even though your hands aren't there, pressing, pressing. If I was there with you, if I was sitting there right in front of you, I'd place my feet on the outer edges of your feet, like so. And I'd give you, well, your feet would be spread apart a bit more. And I'd give you a little bit of traction all the way through the ankles and the feet. So you could actively like press against those two at the same time as you were doing this. So staying with that, I'm going to come back to the screen so you can see me. But going back to or continuing, I should say, the 70 to 80%, my gosh, 70% to 100%. And you might notice that over time that those numbers change because there might be a fatigue that settles in, or there might, on the other hand, be a sense of energization. So you may need to recalibrate on occasion. And amongst that all, I'm going to continue to offer that permission statement one more time. It's safe to expand. I'm bringing in the planetary energy of Jupiter as we release. What I'm going to say is both sadness and anxious over excitement from the left side of the heart, left side of the tongue, left side where the skull joins the spine, the OA joints. I just had a really big yawn. I think that might have been for me too. And as your system begins to entertain, I'm going to say expansion, or potentially begins to embody it, This becomes an optional invitation to engage with these practices, this exercise, over the coming days, weeks, months, as much or as little as you feel called to. Because again, it's an invitation too. It's all an invitation. And then we're linking that into all five, six senses, as well as the heart space for harmony, for the heart, for integration through the senses. And then up to the crown for transcension, for ascension, for transcending. For transcending the personal realm and entering that which is beyond the personal. Which is sometimes referred to as ascension in different languaging. At the same time, we're going to link it into the tailbone and into the foundation, the almost like not quite the bed that the base chakra rests in, but certainly a component of that. And now it's almost like the tailbone can kind of almost act like a protective guard in the back of the base chakra. And the pubic symphysis, which is where the two bones of your pubic bone join together, begin to connect to your base chakra, not through the lens of protection, but more through the sense of invitational nourishment of pleasure. Invitational nourishment of pleasure. Which is a very different motivational factor than you've got to get this done or else you are a fill in the blank of any other names you may call yourself, or you're going to be just like so and so, or any other derogatory marks that you might make to spur yourself on to get more done. And in essence, releasing any components. I'm going to sum that all up through, well, a kind of a large set of words here, and the words are just simply self-hatred, self-hatred. And then we're linking the left side of the pubic symphysis to all the right-hand sided structures through the throat, face, and vice versa. The right symphysis, almost like a reciprocal pattern here, up to the left side of the throat and face. Embryologically speaking, the two sides of your faces were kind of like, at one point in time, like two limbs that just fused in the midline. Oh, this will be a good test for me. Lamina terminalis, maybe. I think is the top portion of where the neural tube forms that and begins to bring it together. And as we work with the lamina terminalis, or the coming together of the facial structures, there's a sense that I want to say that naturally develops spiritually, like the consciousness of that takes things that are separate, takes two things. And makes them one thing. And that happens at the top of the spinal column, which has 33 different vertebrae, which all carry different consciousness states, which I go over in fair detail in, ooh, what do I call it? I think I call it, at one point they called it spine love, and another point they called it spine consciousness. And I honestly forget which one is the current name. I think it's spine consciousness. There's this idea that as you make your way through all the layers of consciousness that are quite related to our humanness, we begin to transcend that to greet that which is beyond the human, that which is the divine, the ineffable, the mysterious, in a way that comes together and enters through us so that we can actually face forward in the light of that divine energy or that essence, which in turn connects all the way down into and includes and around the space of the mouth. Which is your heavily governed by your spleen meridian, center of nourishment. And we imagine that the lack of separation, this is a very long, large setup to say, what if lack of separation, lack of you considering yourself to be different than somebody else, lack of othering ourselves or othering anybody else is actually the epicenter of what it means to stand steadfastly in nourishment. So as we work with the face in this way, the mouth, sinking into the reciprocal of mouth to navel, it's actually drawing in that divine nourishment, that lack of separation that from which stems a deep source of nourishment that transcends all other forms of human nourishment available. Linking and anchoring it, centering it in the source of centeredness and connectedness itself, the navel. And the energy of feeling separate from others and not belonging actually tends to hang out in that same area, that navel space, just below it. So think of this as helping to energetically fortify and, in essence, reclaim the natural energy that's meant to be here. You all belong here equally. As you are all equal expressions, or equal holographic fractal expressions of that which is ineffable, source itself. And it's said that that source itself is like the equivalent to the light of 10,000 suns. And I think of it as not as like sons and daughter suns, but like sun in the sky, radiating warmth sun. And the sense of that I have is anchoring that energy of the sun through the heart. Now forgive me, I'm going to get a little bit religious here for just a second. I was raised Orthodox. I'm not terribly religious in all honesty. Although I love studying the different religious texts and looking at them metaphorically and seeing them through different lenses at times. And what if we actually just took the sign and this feels a little bit risky to even go here into this territory. But to talk about, and I might have actually said this previously, but there's this energy of making the sign of the cross that I learned as a kid, which was something like this: the father pointing to the crown, meaning the crown chakra, meaning the center of transcending spirit, father. The son referring more to like the child. So if we can take out the gender components, this helps a lot. And I know we don't always like to do that. But just for now, if you're open to it as an experiment, set that aside. And it becomes almost like the Father, the Son, and then the Holy Spirit. So in different languaging, take the energy of the parent down into the child and allowing that to become the foundation of your wholeness, of your personal spirit, of your unique configuration, of how spirit shines through and illuminates and radiates through your heart. And that's meant to create a space of peace and harmony. And you don't have to buy into any of that if it doesn't quite jive with your worldview. Feel free to just like let that part pass by. If that's of interest to you, feel free to lean into it. In other words, consider this an invitation. Regardless to say, we could also consider that to be a gigantic, long-winded setup to refer to the consciousness of wholeness. The word heal comes in etymology from the root word to be whole. So imagine that we can take all that wholeness and we now can actually anchor it down to your legs, your lower legs in particular, the calves, which are notably, especially for some reason amongst North Americans and especially Canadians, so I think we're like the worst of the bunch in our culture and around the world, carrying self-deprecation. And what if those muscles, the soleus, the gastroc, soleus in particular, were actually meant, if they were a little bit less weighed down by self-deprecation or anything else, to pump blood back to the heart to allow for even more of your expression to shine forth, to radiate outwards, and to welcome your outward self-expression, which might just be the antidote to I don't belong, to I get to actually express. Yeah. And what if it's actually not even the conditioned you that's actually expressing through here, but it's actually the real you, the part of you that was there long before you were taught who you should be, how you should hold yourself. We invite you to just give that a slow, deep breath. And if you're open to that whole configuration of energy flowing from head to heart, know that this is actually setting the stage for you to release anything that says, I'm lacking, anything that says, I can't have that, and anything that says, nope, you're not allowed, you don't deserve, you do not have permission to advance. No, you don't get to have that. And that may have been reinforced in all sorts of interesting ways for you. You may have even heard those words directly. If you grew up in my household, it was something maybe along the lines of, well, you can do that after you've done this. You could have that cookie after you've done your homework. You can have this after you've done the dishes. You can have this free time after you've done all these other things. Now, hey, I sincerely do enjoy the work ethic that I have. And at times, what if it got to come not from the sense of I have to do it, I have to earn it, and I got to just actually allow energy to roll through me because I was celebrating the shit out of this life. So we're just looking at the place where that's coming from. And that's actually all coming back to that base chakra, compromising your capacity to be grounded securely and having not just enough to get by, but having enough to be comfortable and to rest easy, to rest in ease is the antidote to dis-ease. So as you allow the wholeness of you to rest in ease in this way, as we connect it to this base chakra, we're also releasing sadness, in particular from the right side of the base chakra, which is carrying a tremendous amount of shame around not being able to measure up, carrying tremendous shame around, excuse me, I'm not wanted, creating shame around, I'm not worth it. And all the various ways that you learn to shame yourself. I'm going to call it learned shame. That's actually creating almost like a freeze response in your internal relationship between you and the truth of who you really are. It's almost like preventing the fullness of that in being perceived out of a sense of, well, I can't have that, I'm just a lowly human. As we do this, releasing insecurity, low self-esteem, and that's going all the way through the right pelvis and leg. And then what I see filling in that space is actually the energy of the appendix. Whether you've had it taken out or not is irrelevant. We're working with the energy of it. And it's an endocrine gland through particular schools of thought anyways, that is meant to be aligned with your spinal centers in a way that actually allows for your energy to go deep down through to the right leg. It allows for your system to rest securely in this foundation of your right leg. We're linking that all into the 12th house, house of surrendering, and house of allowing. So I invite you to surrender within yourself, to allow yourself to take up even more space. It's almost like we're perpetuating the learned cycle of keeping ourselves small and not taking up space in these ways. And then I'm going to invite you, just as we did for the lower body now, to come to the upper body. And we happen to have a comment about this already in the chat feature, but try crossing your arms over your upper arms in a similar enough way that we did before. You might switch the cross of the arms and just sort of get a sense of a bow. And if you right over left over right, and just see which one feels like it might actually be kind of like the weaker one and which one's kind of like the stronger one. And when you've got a sense of the stronger one, I'm actually gonna invite you to work with that one right now. And invite you to do similarly like we did, oscillating up from 0 all the way up to 100%, and then we're gonna go between 70 to 100. Just slowly increasing the energy in a way that actually lights up your back body. You may be able to feel, not everyone can, but you may be able to feel the nerves in your upper, the space between, in the center of your upper back, upper, pardon me, lower neck, and upper neck, in that order. So I'm usually good at being able to feel all the way up until, and not quite the fullness of the upper neck. And a lot of people don't feel their neck because of our in particular tech devices these days that are exacerbating. And here I'm just going to offer the words, "That wasn't okay." And all the times that you learn to say, "Oh, that's okay," was almost like an acceptance of being compromised, an acceptance of actually not getting what you want, and an acceptance of basically being okay with actually less than, and training yourself to actually just like not want more, which again is diminishing motivation and focus. I didn't count that very good, but potentially you're actually all the way up to 70, 80, 90, maybe even 100% by now. Just get a sense of that. And then if you're ready, I'm gonna invite you to back off slowly to 70%. Getting a sense similarly here now of your thoughts, your feelings, your emotional states, all the different tonalities. And then oscillating slowly, taking a couple of breaths in each, coming back up to 100%. And then going down to 70%. And giving a couple of breaths in each. I'm going to invite you to carry on with that. And I'm going to invite you to do 3 or 4 more repetitions of that. And then I'm going to invite you to cross the, or switch the cross of the arms. And to rinse and repeat all of that. And as you are continuing to expand to the outer edges of your arms, we actually are inviting in the heart space to begin to expand. We're inviting in an expansion of harmony. To invite you to, if you haven't already, to go to that other side, to cross over the other arms. And just giving that a round of breath. In other words, reminding yourselves to breathe through that all. And as we embrace through this heart meridian, we actually begin to find an equal heart-centered balance point between both receiving and giving. And with this, I actually see releasing the habit pattern of thinking that you need to earn something, that you have to do something specifically to receive love or to have your love received. Both ways, to both receive love as well as to have your love received. And as you've been doing this, know that energetically, I've been doing the same thing for the sides of the skull. I'm going to invite you to just imagine whether or not you're going to do it physically. You're welcome to do it if you want physically. But just see the sides of the skull bone, similarly, the energy coming right out to the sides. And as we do that, running the permissions of, I know my own mind. I know my own mind. And then we're just tapping this out here. Invitation to breathe and to receive. There is something linking all three centers, legs, arms, head, all into the heart, connecting them to the breath, receiving the energy of flow. That inhale, bringing in new life and allowing that to flow. The exhale, surrendering when all that no longer serves and allowing that to flow. Allowing yourself to rest. In the center of all that's flowing here. All being defined by the consciousness of resurrection. And giving that a slow, deep breath. I have a short song, 2 minutes, called Oh Love by Ayla and Nerio. I invite you to stay with that process as much or as little as you like and allow yourself just simply to be with the music if that is more supportive in this moment as you bring things in, breathing here, receiving here.
Tearing me apart from the inside out so I can see myself from the inside.
Thank you for the opportunity to gather here today with you all. And thank you for being here exactly as you are. Thank you for calling this medicine in. Mwah. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Peace, peace, peace. Blessings on your day ahead, your week ahead. I look forward to catching up next week. And yeah, feel free to send me any updates along the way. And you're most welcome. My time, for you, Kathleen, it might have, because North America and the UK, they change time at different times. So you may need to just double check that. I always forget the different countries sometimes do it at different times. It always throws me every year. So apologies for that, Kathleen. And you're most welcome, everybody, for the session. Yeah, my pleasure. Wishing you a beautiful rest of your day. If anybody wants additional support, feel free to hang out. I'm just going to save this session before I press stop on the recording.